الحمد لله على ساعة من ساعات الوجهة إلى الله تعالى.
Praise be to Allah for a moment from the moments in which we turn to Allah Ta'ala.
في بيت من بيوته على شؤون شرعها لنا عبده المصطفى سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And from a house among the houses of Allah, performing those works that were established by His Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم.
في إقامة فريضة من الفرائض الخمس التي هن عماد الإسلام.
In our establishment of one of the five prescribed prayers that are the very pillar or support of Al-Islam.
وشهود الجماعة فيها من أثقل شيء على المنافقين.
And our being present during the congregation for the Salat of Isha, which is from the most difficult of things for the hypocrites.
ومن شهدها في جماعة بات في ذمة الله حتى يصبح.
And someone who attends the congregation of Isha in a congregation, they remain in Allah's protection or guarantee until the morning.
وفي تزاور بيننا في الله تبارك وتعالى.
And also us performing the work of mutual visitation between us for the sake of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
مع أن المزور الأعظم عندما نجي إلى المسجد هو رب المسجد سبحانه.
While the greatest one that we're visiting when we come to the masjid is the visit of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
وهل ترى أحدا يأتي إلى بيت أحد إلا والمقصود رب البيت للبيت؟
Would you see that anyone came to a house except that the aim was the owner or the lord of that house, not the house itself?
وكذلك فرض الله علينا حج بيته الحرام وما المقصود إلا رب البيت.
Similarly, Allah has prescribed for us making a pilgrimage to the sacred house, and the aim is nothing other than the Lord of the house, Subhanahu.
وبذلك سمي الآتي إلى المسجد لقصد العبادة فيه زائر لله تعالى.
For this reason, the person who comes to the masjid with the objective of worshiping Allah there is called a visitor of Allah Ta'ala.
ومع شهود الجماعة والتزاور في الله وما لحق ذلك من صلاة سنة أو واجب لتقرب بها إلى الله تبارك وتعالى فكان عندنا مجلس علم.
And along with our visiting the masjid and performing the prescribed prayer and the sunnahs associated with that, we also are in the blessing of attending a majlis, a gathering of knowledge.
افتتح بتلاوة آيات من كتاب الله تعالى.
And this gathering was begun or opened with the recitation of verses from the book of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
وثني بتلاوة الأسماء الحسنى لله تعالى.
And secondly, there was a recitation of the most beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
وثلث بذكر أو شمائل النبي المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And third, there was mention of the noble qualities, the شمائل of المصطفى النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وكل تلك أعمال شهد لها الكتاب والسنة بفضلها وما ينال أهلها من عظيم جود الله.
And all of those works, the book and the sunnah, testifies to their merit and what the performers of these works receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace and generosity.
وقد صح في الحديث أيضا من جاء إلى المسجد لا يعمله إليه ولا يحضره إليه إلا لأن يتعلم خيرا أو يعلمه إلا ليعلم خيرا ويتعلمه كان له كأجر حاج تام حجته.
It also comes in a hadith that someone who comes to the masjid, nothing makes him perform this work or nothing brings him except that he would acquire knowledge by which he drew near to Allah, that has the reward of a complete pilgrimage, of a complete hajj. So praise be to Allah for all of these blessings coming together. And then let us take the advantage of having a honest aspiration to Allah, the most sublime, the most generous. That He gazes to our hearts and what settles and dwells within our hearts.
ولنظره سبحانه وتعالى بعد ذلك إلى القلوب شؤون يبديها ولا يبتديها على حسب ما في تلك القلوب.
And Allah's gaze to the hearts, affairs occur that He manifests, but He has not initiated them in the time in which they occur, meaning that He prescribed them previously, Subhanahu.
وقد قال عن الذين بايعوا النبي سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بَيْعَةَ الرِّضْوَانِ أَنَّهُ عَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِ.
And Allah mentioned when they made the bay'ah, the oath that's named the oath of al-Ridwan, the oath of Allah's good pleasure, that Allah knew what was in their hearts.
فَرَتَّبَ قَبُولَهُ وَرِضْوَانَهُ وَإِنْزَالِ السَّكِينَةِ عَلَى الَّذِي عَلِمَ مِنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ.
So Allah based His acceptance, His good pleasure, His ridwan, and also the sakina, the tranquility that He caused to descend upon them, He based that upon what He knew to be in their hearts. He said, surely Allah is well pleased with the believers when they made an oath of bay'ah with you beneath the tree. And He knew what was in their hearts. So He caused His sakina, His tranquility to descend upon them. And He gave them the reward of a near opening.
من علم الله في قلبه خيرا أنزل السكينة عليه.
And everyone who Allah knows good to be in his or her heart, Allah causes sakina to descend upon them.
وتلقى نصيبا من فتح الله تبارك وتعالى.
And they will receive a portion of opening fat from Allah تبارك وتعالى.
فأنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا ومغانم كثيرة يأخذونها وكان الله عزيزا حكيما.
And Allah caused tranquility. Allah caused tranquility to descend upon them, gave them the reward of a near opening, a quick opening, and many spoils which they would take. Verily, He is the All-Knowing, the All-Wise.
وفي الآية أعظم ثناء من الرحمن عالم الغيب على سادتنا الصحابة الأكرم.
And in this verse there is the greatest of praise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the noble companions.
يقول فعلم ما في قلوبهم وهو أعلم الغيوب فمن ذا الذي يقدر أن يتكلم على هؤلاء الصحاب الكرام.
He said, Allah said He knew what was in their heart and He is the one who knows the unseen. So then who could speak ill of the noble prophetic companions?
فلا يوجد تزكية تقبل من أحد أعظم من تزكية رب العالمين.
So there is no praise or no declaration of innocence of tazkiyah greater than that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
رَزَقَنَا اللَّهُ مَحَبَّتَهُمْ وَاتِّبَاعَ مَنْهَجِهِمْ وَحَشَرَنَا فِي زُمْرَتِهِمْ.
May Allah give us to love them, to follow their way and resurrect us in their group.
وَبَعْدَ بَيْعَةِ الرِّضْوَانِ هَذِهِ دَخَلَ الْعَهْدُ الْجَدِيدُ وَانْتَهَى عَهْدُ السَّبْقِ فِي الْهِجْرَةِ وَالنُّصْرَةِ فَصَارَ السابقون الأولون المهاجرين والأنصار من أسلم من قبل هذه البيعة فإذا بعد هذه البيعة يصير ممن يلحق بهم فيما بعد ذلك ولا يبلغ درجتهم.
And with the oath, the bay'ah of Ridwan, a new phase or a new age in the various phases of the prophetic call began. So the age of the Sabiqeen al-Awwaleen, of those who had made hijrah, that concluded, or that came to an end with the bay'ah of al-Ridwan. Those who entered Islam after that are not termed as Sabiqeen al-Awwaleen.
ويبقى فضل مخصوص في هذه الفترة إلى وقت الفتح فتبدأ مرحلة جديدة بالنسبة لمن أسلم بعد الفتح.
And then there was still a merit, or there was a merit between this phase of the Bay'ah of Ridwan and Fath Mecca and the conquest or opening of Mecca. So those that embraced Islam prior to the Fath of Mecca, they have a unique virtue as well over those who embraced Islam after it.
وَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ سَيِّدُنَا خَالِدُ بْنُ الْوَلِيدِ أَيَّامَ صُلْحِ الْحُدَيْبِيَةِ فَجَاءَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إني كنت أرى لك عقلا فلما أخرت الإسلام إلى الآن كنت من قبل تسلم.
And when Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid, may Allah be well pleased with him, he came and embraced Islam, and it was during the time of the Treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah, meaning after the Bay'ah of Ridwan, he said that I knew that you, or I believed you to have intellect, to be a wise man, so what delayed you to embracing, from embracing Islam until this time?
وذلك أن كل عقل سليم أحسن الفكرة هدي إلى سواء السبيل وعلم صدق سيدنا رسول الله.
And that is that everyone of a sound or a healthy mind they will be guided to the, they'll know the truth and be guided to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
ولي أجل ذلك يوقن كل من لم يهتدي إلى صدق هذا المصطفى عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه كان لا يعقل فيقر بذلك في الدار الآخرة فليس معهم إلا ما يزين لهم من متع الحياة الدنيا فإذا انكشف ستاره علموا أنهم لم يكونوا يعقلون.
And due to this, we are certain that everyone who does not believe in the truth of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person is not a person of intellect or reason of aql. And that becomes manifest in the hereafter, and they are aware of this. They will be aware that they did not have aql, otherwise they would have been guided to the truth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What they had was just that was what was embellished for them of what they knew of this life of the world.
وبذلك وجدناه سبحانه وتعالى يربط بين القدوة بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبين الإيمان بالله والدار الآخرة.
And due to this, we see Allah connect between our following the example or emulating or taking a qudwa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and between those who believe in Allah and the abode of the hereafter.
وسمعنا قوله لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله أن يؤمن به ويصدق واليوم الآخر.
And we've heard the saying of Allah, surely there is for you, or there is in the Messenger of Allah, an excellent example for the one who truly desired Allah, or excuse me, the one who hoped from Allah, and the day of the last day, or the final day, and remembered Allah much.
وفي الإشارة إلى زيادة العقل وزيادة الإيمان قال وذكر الله كثيرا فإن الذاكرين لله أكثر يكون نورهم أكبر فعقلهم أوعى من عقول من سواهم.
And as an indication of the increase in faith and the increase in intellect, Allah said وذكر الله كثيرا. And those who remember Allah much, those who remember Allah much, there is an expanse they have, or an expansion they have of light and iman, and an increase in their reason or their aqal.
وقد سأل بعض الأنبياء ربنا تعالى ما علامتك في من تحب حتى أحبه وفي من لا تحب حتى لا أحبه.
And one of the companions asked, "Oh, a messenger, what is Allah's sign in those whom He loves so that I could love them, and those who He doesn't love so that I do not love them?"
فأوحى إليه الله إذا رأيت العبد يكثر من ذكري فعلم أني أذنت له وأني أحبه.
And Allah revealed to this prophet, excuse me, a prophet asked, he said that if you see someone remember Allah much, remember me much, then know that I love him, and due to this I gave him permission to make mention of me.
وإذا رأيته لا يكثر من ذكري فعلم أني لم آذن له وأني لا أحبه.
And if you see him not make mention of me frequently, then know that I did not give him permission and I do not love him.
وقال تعالى إن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة زينا لهم أعمالهم فهم يعمهون.
And Allah said, those who do not believe in the final day, we have embellished or adorned for them their works, and they do not have reason.
يزين لهم الأمر ولو كان قبيحا في حد ذاته والعياذ بالله فيغترون بذلك.
So Allah makes them see their deeds as beautiful even if they are wicked deeds, so then they're not rightly guided.
فإذا ظهرت الحقيقة قالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير.
And then when the reality, when truth is revealed, they'll say, if only we had listened and we had thought or been of reason, we had aql, we would not be from the people of the fire, من أصحاب السعير.
فأول العقل الذي ينعم الله به على الإنسان هدايته للإيمان.
So then the first reason or the first of aql that a person guides a person, that Allah, excuse me, that Allah guides a person to, is the guidance to Islam.
وكل طاعة على وجهها مقبولة عند الله تزيد في عقل الإنسان.
And every work of obedience that is properly performed and that is accepted by Allah increases the person's reason.
وجاء عن بعض الصحابة قوله من أذنب ذنبا فارقه عقل لا يعود إليه أبدا.
And it's a saying of one of the Sahaba that if someone commits a sin, they lose some of their intellect that never is to return to them.
فلماذا لا يعود إليه وقد يتوب؟
How does it not, or why does it not return while the person has repented?
فإنه إذا تاب وأتبع السيئة الحسنة محتها. لكن لو عمل هذه الحسنة نفسها من دون سيئة لازداد إشراق نور قلبه وعقله. ولما وجد سيئة قبلها بدل أن يزداد نور العقل اشتغل بتصفية الكدر الذي أصابه فهذا هو العقل الذي فارقه ولم يعد إليه.
And why does it not return despite repentance? The person who performs an evil deed and follows it with a good deed, the good deed erases the evil deed. However, when they perform the wicked deed, the good deed, rather than increasing their heart and light and in increasing their aql, their reason or their intellect, this good deed is used and expires in wiping away their sin. So in that regard, that's a portion of reason that is never to return.
وكان سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب يكتب إلى أمراء الجنود يقول لهم انظروا إلى من تجدون فيه الصمت عن كلام الناس وكثرة ذكر الله فاستشيروهم في أموركم فإنهم يعقلون ما لا تعقلون.
And for this reason, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be well pleased with him, would write to his leaders, to his emirs, if you see someone who is silent and refrains from engaging in the speech that people engage in and remembers Allah much, then make shura with them, take counsel with them, because this person understands things that the others do not, that they have aql of things that others do not.
فتنتهي غايات العقل إلى سعة الفهم من خطاب الله تعالى وندائه وتعليمه.
And the utmost point that the aql reaches is a vast understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's speech, of Allah's revelation, and the guidance and the light that is therein.
فَكُلُّ مَا اتَّسَعَ ذَلِكَ الْعَقْلُ اتَّسَعَ الْوَعْيُ فِي مَعْنَى الْخِطَابِ الْإِلَهِ.
So to the extent that a person's reason is expanded, their comprehension of the divine address, of the address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is broadened.
ولما قال بعضهم لسيدنا أحمد بن حنبل لما تجالس هذا الغلام وكان الشافعي في ذاك الوقت في سن الشباب وتترك بعض كبار السن تأخذ عنهم الحديث بقرب في السند قال إن الحديث أدركه بسند عال أو نازل ولكن من أين آتي بعقل هذا الفتى.
And due to this they asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, why do you keep the company of this young man, referring to Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, and he kept his company when he was a young man, rather than some of the elders from whom you can take chains of transmission in hadith that are closer to the Prophet ﷺ. And he said, a hadith, I will take it with a closer chain or lower down the chain. However, where would I find someone like with the intellect or the reason, the aql, like this nobleman, this fatah?
وقد كان ممن تضرب به الأمثال في قوة العقل والنباهة سيدنا الإمام أبو حنيفة النعمان عليه رحمة الله.
And from those that there was a parable was struck by the strength of his reason and his intellect was الإمام أبو حنيفة.
حتى يمثلون في قوة عقله أن يقول قائلهم إنه لو أراد أن يقيم الدليل على أن هذا العمود من ذهب لاستطاع أن يقيم الدليل عليه إشارة إلى قوة عقله وتمثيل لقوة العقل.
And as an example or a metaphor for the strength of his reason, they said that if Imam Abu Hanifa were to want to establish evidence, a dalil for this a pillar, for example, to be made from gold, that it was made from gold, he would be able to do so. Indicating again the strength of his reason and his proof.
ومن شان هذا العقل فيه أن كان يقول عليه رحمة الله تعالى وقد جالس سيدنا جعفر الصادق سنتين يقول لولا السنتان مع الصادق لهلك النعمان يعني نفسه يقول أنه عقل عن الله أسرارا في الخطاب بواسطة مجالسة هذا الإنسان وتزكيته للنفس والقلب فلا يمكن أن تعقل من دون هذا الطريق.
And he said in an example of how he acquired the increase in reason or of his reason, he said, were it not for 2 years ma'as-sadiq, with as-sadiq referring to Ja'far as-sadiq, and Nu'man referring to himself, Imam Abu Hanifa would have perished. Meaning that there were understandings from the divine address, the divine revelation that he understood that could not be understood were they not taken from this path.
وقد أرسل إلى بعض وكلائه 300 حلة ليبيعها فيها واحدة فيها عيب فكتب إليه لا تبع الحلة المعيبة حتى تبين للمشتري عيبها ويرضى بذلك وإلا فلا تبعها.
And he sent to one of his agents, right, someone who was doing trade on his behalf, 300 textiles, and one of them was faulty. So he said, this one textile, this one garment, do not sell it until you inform the purchaser of the blemish that it has, and they're satisfied. Otherwise, don't sell it.
فصادف أن وكيله وجد مشتري يشتري الحلل كلها في دفعة واحدة ونسي أن يبين له عيب الحلة الواحدة وكتب إلى الإمام أننا ربحنا ربحا كبيرا.
And this agent, he found a purchaser that was going to buy all 300 of the textiles in one wholesale, in one purchase, and he sold them quickly and forgot to inform him of the fault, of the defect in one of them. And then he wrote to the Imam Abu Hanifa and said that I sold them all, and it was very profitable.
فكتب إليه هل بينت العيب في الحلة الواحدة.
So then he wrote back to him, did you clarify, did you make them aware of the defect in that one textile?
فقال لما اشتريت دفعة واحدة نسيت ذلك.
And he said, when I sold them all wholesale, I forgot.
بل فأمسك ثمنها وربحها ولا تدخل منه درهما في تجارتي وتصدق به جميعا.
And he said, so then do not allow one silver coin of that sales price to enter any of my other commerce and my trade. Give it all in charity.
على قدر قوة عقل المؤمن قوة دينه.
And to the extent of the strength of the reason, of the intellect, the aql of a believer is the strength of their deen.
وفي ذلك كان يقول سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب إنما يعبد الله المؤمن على قدر عقله.
And due to this, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib used to say, a believing slave only worships Allah to the extent of his or her reason, their aql.
ودخل يوما سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب كرم الله وجهه إلى بيت بعض الناس وكان معه فرس فأمسكها بعض الناس قال دعني أمسكها لك حتى تخرج فلما دخل غرته نفسه وأعجبه لجام الفرس فأخرجه وذهب يبيعه في السوق.
And Sayyidina Ali, may Allah ennoble his countenance, entered someone's house, and someone at the door asked him permission to hold the reins of his horse, or to hold his horse while he went in and engaged this person who he was visiting. And the man was deluded, and he liked the reins of the horse; it was valuable or such. So he stole it and he left.
وكان مع سيدنا علي درهمان فهيئها ليعطيها لذلك الذي أمسك الفرس أجرة له.
And Sayyidina Ali, he had 2 silver coins, and he was planning to give it to the person who watched his horse for him as a reward for his having done so, or a wage for having done so.
فخرج فلم يجد الرجل والفرس وحده ومن غير لجام.
So then he came out, he didn't find the man, and he found the horse by itself without its reins.
فأمسكوا الفرس وردوها إليه وأعطاهم الدرهمين ليشتروا لجاما.
So then he held the horse and he took the 2 coins and he said, go purchase me a new reins with these 2 coins.
فلما جاءوا باللجام من السوق نظر إليه قال هذا نفس لجام الفرس ومسكين هذا الرجل لقلة عقله استعجل لطمع الحياة الدنيا وكانت الدرهمان بعينهما ستصلانه حلالا فأبى إلا أن يأكلها حراما لما استعجل وقل عقله وإلا فرزقه في هذا اليوم هذان الدرهمان لا تزيد وقد أخرجتهما له حلالا ولكنه باستعجاله لقلة عقله ما وصلت إليه إلا حراما والعياذ بالله.
So Sayyidina Ali, when the new reins was purchased, he looked at it and he said, Subhanallah, this is the very reins that was on my horse before. And this man, due to his haste and his lack of intellect, he rushed and he received it in this way, and this was going to be his rizq, his sustenance was going to come to him halal, but due to his haste and his lack of intellect, he refused except to receive it as haram.
وفيما بث لنا من عقل عن الله ورسوله قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن روح القدس يعني جبريل نفث في روعي أنه لن تموت نفس حتى تستكمل رزقها وأجلها.
And what's come to us from Allah and His Messenger is that a person will not die. No soul will die until it completes its sustenance and the deeds that it is to perform.
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ.
And then Allah, then the Messenger of Allah said, so have taqwa of Allah. Be mindful of Allah and it be beautiful in how you seek your provision.
وَجَاءَ فِي الْأَثَرِ مَا قُدِّرَ لِمَاضِغَيْكَ أَنْ يَمْضَغَى فَلَبُدَّ أَنْ يَمْضَغَى.
And it's in a saying, what has been ordained or decreed for those to chew, they will chew. Meaning any morsel that has been decreed for you will reach you.
وَقَدْ مَرَّ بَعْضُ النَّاسِ عَلَى بَيْرٍ فِي الطَّرِيقِ فَسَقَطَ فِيهَا وَسَلِمَ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَحُمِلَ مِنَ الْبِيرِ وَرُفِعَ إِلَى خَارِجِهَا وَقُدِّمَ لَهُ اللَّبَنُ لِيَشْرَبَهُ فَشَرِبَ.
And there was a man who was walking down a path and he fell into a well. He was safe and he was lifted from the well, and then after that they gave him to drink some milk.
وَهَنَّأُوهُ بِسَلَامَتِهِ وَعَدَمْ إِصَابَتِهِ وَعَدَمْ مَوْتِهِ وَقَالُوا مَاذَا عَمِلْتَ فَقَامَ يُمَثِّلُ لَهُمْ كَيْفَ كَانَ يَمْشِي فَسَقَطَ فِعْلًا مَرَّةً أُخْرَى فَمَاتْ.
So then they congratulated him for his having not died and his having been safe and not been afflicted by this fall. So then they asked what happened, and then he showed them the manner in which he was walking, and he fell down the well again and died this time.
فَعَجِبَ بَعْضُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ عِنْدَهُمْ وَقَالَ كَانَ لَهُ أَجَلٌ فَسَقَطَ أَوَّلًا فَلَا يُمْكِنْ أَنْ يَمُوتَ قَبْلَ أَجَلٍ وَلَهُ هَذَا اللَّبَنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا يَشْرَبُهُ لا يمكن أن يشربه إنسان غيره ولا حيوان ولا أي شيء هذا رزقه فخرج من البير وشرب رزقه فلما تم الرزق وتم الأجل جاء الموت فمات.
And so some of the learned who witnessed this or came to know of it, he was amazed by this, and he said that he had a portion of his lifespan prior to his appointed term, prior to his ajal, that remained. He couldn't die and before completing this. And then this drink of milk he had was a portion of his sustenance that he hadn't yet received, he hadn't yet consumed, and he couldn't die until he consumed it. So that after this span of life was expired and this sustenance was consumed, then he died.
وقال سيدنا خالد بن الوليد رضي الله عنه حضرت 100 معركة في الإسلام في كل واحدة منها كنت أطلب الشهادة فلم يتمكن لي ذلك وأنا اليوم أموت على فراشي فلا نامت أعين الجبناء.
And Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid, he said, I attended 100 battles, and each one I wanted to die. And then and it wasn't decreed that I die during any of those. So then tonight I'm dying on my bed, and there's no rest for those who are for the eyes of those who are cowards.
ومن حكمة الله أنه لم تكتب له الشهادة تسمية النبي له بسيف الله فلو قتله مشرك لقالوا كسر سيف الله ولا يكسر سيف الله أحد.
And from the wisdom of Sayyidina Khalid, may Allah be well pleased with him, not being killed in actual combat, was that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave him the name Allah's sword, Saifullah. And had a polytheist killed him in the field of battle, he would have said, I broke the Saif of Allah. And it wasn't befitting that the sword of Allah be broken.
وذلك في يوم غزوة موتة قال حمل الراية رجل آنا سيف لله سله على أعدائه المشركين خالد بن الوليد.
And on the during the day of Mu'tah, when Sayyidina Khalid took the standard, the Messenger of Allah said, an unsheathed sword of Allah has taken the standard, Khalid bin Walid.
وكان غزوة موتة في السنة الثامنة من الهجرة قبلها السنة السابعة فيها عمرة النبي عمرة القضاء حضرها خالد بن الوليد.
And the battle of Mu'tah was in the 8th year after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the year that preceded the 7th year was the makeup umrah, umrah qada, and Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid attended that.
فلما حلق صلى الله عليه وسلم راسه بعد العمرة تسابق الصحابة على شعر راسه فوقع في يد سيدنا خالد من ناصيته سواء اسمه من مقدمة راسه شعرات فحملها واحتفظ بها وكاد يشهد بها المشاهد كلها.
And in the make of Umrah, the Prophet ﷺ, he had his head shaven, And the Sahaba took from his hairs. And Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid received some of the hairs from the forelock, from the front of the Prophet's hair, and he used to carry them with him when he was when he was attending battles.
ثم كان في حجة الوداع سهيل بن عمرو ممن زاحم على شعر رسول الله حتى وقعت في يده شعرة فقبلها وجعلها على عينيه فرآه سيدنا أبو بكر فدمعت عين سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق.
And Sayyidina Suhail bin Amr, he attended the farewell pilgrimage of the Prophet ﷺ when he shaved his head, and he received some of his hairs, and he kissed them and placed them on his eye. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he cried when he saw this.
قالوا له ما يبكيك يا أبا بكر.
So the Messenger of Allah said, "What makes you cry, O Abu Bakr?"
قال هذا في عام الحديبية أبا أن يكتب محمد رسول الله. قال وقال ما أعلم أنك سوى قل محمد بن عبد الله. فلو قتلناه ذاك اليوم لدخل النار. ولكن خلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعاملته هداه الله. واليوم ينازع حتى يحصل هذه الشعرة ويقبلها ويتعرض للجنة بعد النار.
And he said this one, Suhail bin Amr, on the day of Al-Hudaybiyah, he refused that it be written on the treaty from Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. And he said, no, write Muhammad, the son of Allah. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, were we to have killed him then, he would have gone to the hellfire. But due to the character and the good dealings of Allah's Messenger, he was guided, and then now he's taking his hairs and kissing them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
رزقنا الله سبحانه وتعالى صدق الوجهة إليه.
We ask Allah to grant us a genuine aspiration or turning of ourselves to Him, subhanahu.
يا من جمعتنا في هذا المسجد على هذه الخيرات.
O you who brought us together in this masjid, in this goodness.
ثبت قلوبنا وأقدامنا أكمل الثبات.
Make our hearts and our feet firm in the best way.
وأعذنا من جميع الآفات.
And protect us from all harm.
وبارك في القائمين على هذا المسجد ومن يقيم فيه الصلوات.
And bless those who maintain this masjid and those who perform the prayer therein. And all of those who participate or assist in any good in this masjid. And O Allah, write for us and for them acceptance with you, O you who answers prayers. And O Allah, give as Shaykh Yunus complete healing and wellness. And give him perfect health. And extend his life in obedience to you and in perfect wellness. And multiply through him the benefits that you give to Islam and the Muslims. And surround or abundantly give he and those whom he loves your gifts. And give us to continue to enjoy the life of the pious among us and the people of light and knowledge. And make us true in that which is outward, or make us pious in our outward and our inward. And by your right over yourself, do not turn any of us over to his self or to any of your creation for the twinkling of an eye. And through the secrets of an aspiration to you, give us the most elevated of aspirations. And give us the most noble and the most radiant of aspirations. Until we continue to have a genuine aspiration to you.
القائل ولكل وجهة هو موليها.
And you are the one who says everyone has a direction to which he or she turns.
فلا تجعل لنا وجهة إلا إليك.
And do not make us turn in any direction except towards you.
ولا اعتمادا إلا عليك.
And let us have no dependence except upon you.
وارزقنا في ذلك كله الأدب الوافر بين
يديك. And in all of that, give us abundant manners, adab before you, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
By your mercy, O most merciful of the merciful.
اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما.
O Allah, make this gathering of ours receive mercy.
And
let us be protected when we depart thereafter.
واجعلنا ممن علمت في قلوبهم خيرا من عندك فأفضت عليهم الخير.
O Allah, and make us from those who you know to have good that is from you so that you pour goodness upon them.
أنزل علينا السكينة.
O Allah, cause sakina to descend upon us.
أثبنا فتحا قريبا.
And give us the reward of a quick opening.
ومغانيم كثيرة.
And abundant spoils.
حتى تكون كل يوم من أيام أعمالنا خير لنا من اليوم الذي قبله.
So that each day of our lives is better than the day that preceded it.
وكل ليلة من ليالينا خير لنا من الليلة التي قبلها.
And make each night of our lives better than the night that preceded it.
كل ساعة من ساعاتنا خير لنا من الساعة التي قبلها.
And make each of our moments better than the moment that preceded it.
واجعل خير أيامنا في هذه الدنيا يوم اللقاء.
And make the best of our days of this world the day in which we meet you.
نلقاك وأنت راض عنا.
And that we meet you and you are well pleased with us.
نلقاك وأنت راض عنا.
And we meet you and that you're well pleased with us.
نلقاك وأنت راض عنا.
And that we meet you and you're well pleased with us.
برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
By your mercy, O most merciful to the merciful.
تقبل الدعاء.
Accept this supplication.
لا تخيب الرجاء.
And do not let down our hopes.
وكما جمعتنا هنا فاجمعنا هنا.
And just as you have brought us together here, bring us together there.
في زمرة حبيبك الداعي إليك.
In the group of your beloved who invites to you.
واجعل لنا فيه الأسوة الحسنة.
And let us be of those who follow his excellent example. And give us perfect faith in you. And in the final day. And abundant mention of you.
Allah,
aid us in remembering you, thanking you, and worshipping you with ihsan. Do not send any of us away except that you have corrected their heart. Do not send any of us away except that you've rectified his heart.
يا ربنا لا تصرف منا أحدا إلا وقد أصلحت قلبه.
O our Lord, do not send any of us away save that you've rectified his heart.
وطهرته عن عيبه.
And you purified it from vice.
وغفرت جميع ذنبه.
And that you've forgiven all of his sin.
أيدي الفقراء امتدت إليك وأنت الغني.
The hands of the poor have been stretched forth to you, and you are the wealthy. You are the غني.
أيدي الضعفاء امتدت إليك وأنت القوي.
You are al-qawi, and the hands of the weak have been stretched to you.
أيدي العاجزين امتدت إليك وأنت القادر.
The hands of those who are incapable have stretched to you, and you are al-qadir.
يا قادر ارحم العاجزين.
O you of omnipotence, O Qadir, have mercy upon those who are incapable.
يا قوي ارحم الضعفاء.
O you al-qawi, you who are strong, have a mercy upon those who are weak.
يا غني ارحم الفقراء.
And O غني, O you who are wealthy, have mercy upon those who are poor.
ها نحن بين يديك.
We are here before you.
والحال لا يخفى عليك.
And our state is not concealed from you.
وما لنا غيرك.
And we have no one other than you.
وما لنا غيرك.
And there's nothing for us other than you.
ما لنا غيرك.
And there's nothing for us, O Allah, other than you.
يا ربنا.
O our Lord.
يا إلهنا.
O our God.
يا خالقنا.
O our Creator.
يا مجيدنا.
O you who brought us into existence.
يا ناظرا إلينا.
O you who is gazing to us.
يا محيطا بنا.
O you who surrounds us in his knowledge.
يا من بيده أمرنا.
O you in whose hand is the whole affair, our whole affair.
وهو الآخذ بنواصينا.
O you who's taking us by our forelocks.
ولا حول ولا قوة إلا به.
And there's no power or strength except through him.
يا حي يا قيوم.
O living, O eternal, self-subsistent.
عبيدك في فنائك.
Your slaves are in your court.
فقراءك بفنائك.
Your paupers are in your court. Those who are asking you are in your court. Your needy are in your court.
وعادتك أن تكرم من جاءك.
And it is your practice, O Allah, you create that you are generous to those who come to you.
وأن تنعم على أهل رجائك.
And that you favor those who hope in you.
وقد رجوناك.
We have surely hoped in you, O Allah.
وأملناك.
And we've wished from you.
وسألناك.
And we've asked you.
ودعوناك.
And we've prayed to you.
وتذللنا بين يديك.
And we've humbled ourselves before you.
يا كريم.
Be generous to us, O
كريم.
Grant us
كرمنا يا كريم بخيرك العظيم ومنك الجسيم. افتح لنا الباب يا فتاح وروح لنا الأرواح وادفع عنا الشرور والأتراح. يا رب ننظر إلينا, يا رب ننظر إلينا, يا رب ننظر إلينا, وأقبل بوجهك الكريم علينا, وأقبل بوجهك الكريم علينا. يا رب قربنا إليك زلفا واجعلنا في أهل الصدق وأهل الوفاء ومن بكمال العافية والشفاء. لنا وللشيخ يونس وليستاذ مرضانا ومرضى أهل الإسلام والإيمان، واجمع شملهم وألف ذات بينهم وادفع البلاء عنهم وزدنا من فضلك ما أنت أهله يا الله، وتولنا في كل شان وحال يا حي يا قيوم يا الله، اختم لنا بالحسنى واجعل آخر كلامنا من هذه الدنيا لا إله إلا الله، متحققين بحقائقها وأنت راض عنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. نسألك لنا ولهم من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.